This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The IRS has sued Facebook for records on its efforts to transfer assets to Ireland in 2010 to avoid taxes. Bipartisan passage of an overhaul of federal mental health efforts will include eliminating curbs on patient advocacy groups. Environmental groups, including the Sierra Club and National Resources Defense Council, are now organizing against a new Trans-Canada pipeline that would move oil from tar sands east towards the Atlantic Ocean. Emerging consensus of American spy masters is that the DNC leak, the hack, rather, was in fact done by Russians. Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, which released the email, said the release was intended to hurt Hillary Clinton. The World Health Organization is moving to drop the classification of transgender individuals as suffering from a mental disorder. The administration announced that it would broaden an initiative that currently lets unaccompanied Central American children enter the U.S. as refugees to allow their entire families to qualify, including siblings older than 21 and relatives who are caregivers. Videographers that were roundly derided for a gotcha video of Planned Parenthood were cleared in Houston of charges of misrepresentation. San Francisco, in a desperate move to create more affordable housing, is changing zoning regulations to allow smaller, affordable units to be constructed in backyards and similar properties that may yield 15,000 new apartments. Temporary employment industry now provides work for 2.9 million people, 2% of the American workforce, with estimates of $120 billion by 2025. Temps these days are disproportionately young, single, black, and Hispanic, and many are often in factories, not offices. Ontario, the largest province in Canada, is now offering financial service workers up to $3.8 million to blow the whistle on bad practices in their industry. In Germany, heirs of businesses do not have to pay inheritance tax, provided they do not lay off any workers for 7 years. Two-thirds of Africa's land is under customary tenure, with rights to land rooted in communities and typically neither written down nor legally recognized. In 31 of Africa's 54 countries, less than 5% of rural land is privately owned. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.